Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Coming back with John W. Spring. There's a lot of issues going on. Trump is being abandoned by a lot of his people around him, including the guy who's going to appoint to be his new head of staff. I think it's good because most of the people around him are globalists, neocons, rhino Republicans, and devils, and these people are giving him bad advice. I see him screwing up on almost every front possible. He has good intentions, but the fact is, not only was his father a high-level Mason, he probably was himself. But he's got bad advisors around him. They're giving him terrible advice that are going to squelch his plan, whether it's national security in the wall, whether it's getting rid of the special activity division running of the drug cartel, which is making life unlivable in Honduras or El Salvador, which is why half their population wants to move to America. Yep. And that's why they're freezing in the dark down in Tijuana trying to stay there. A lot of them return to Central America, even though the drug cartel steal their money, kill their young sons and make them join cartel gangs or rape their daughters and their women. People don't understand it. We, America, are the problem because our special activity division, which is set up and run out of Oklahoma City by none other than the father-in-law of Mr. Ryan, the Speaker of the House in the GOP, his father-in-law was the one who set up all this crap over the last 30-some years. People don't understand this, do they?
No, they don't.
But Dr. Deagle does. Isn't that scary?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah. So I'd like you to fill in what's going on, what's happening with Mr. Trump, because he needs to kind of wise up and realize that he is being screwed by his own people, even when Pelosi then even disrespects him. I see it on Trump here on the Drudge Report, that even it says disparaging remarks regarding his manhood. And she says building a wall is unethical. I mean, the woman is pre-demented, psychotic, and luciferically evil. And so is Schumer. He actually looks like a mini. He looks like he should belong to the Adams family, Mr. Schumer. He just doesn't have the widow's peak, but his speech and his face and his candor and his temper of his voice sound like he should be involved with one of the blood-drinking vampires of the Adams family, shouldn't he?
Yes, very, very astute on your part, Dr. Deagle. What bothers me is both of these people come in a very cocky manner and are basically saying, in essence, to President Trump, now we control the House and I have more influence in the Senate than I did before, we're basically going to tell you how to run things for a change. And In all probability, they will attempt to impeach him with a majority of members in the House. That will probably be one of the first things on their agenda. They intend to cripple his presidency from the very onset, starting in January.
I could fix that query quickly. First off, his choice of Mr. Bill Barr, who was a previous Attorney General in 1992 and 93, covering up 9/11. By George Bush Sr., who was a devil, who was a completer of what's called Project Omega, conceived by the Gelfundbrauch Society, the literally transcendental if you want to call it Nazis. Remember, this is a secret order inside Nazi Germany that were channeling transdimensional entities. That's why they actually got the technology for the Foo Fighters using magnesium plasma as a boundary zone for Higgs bosons to create anti-gravitonic vehicles, etc. And people don't understand a lot of the technology, including the V2 rocket systems, were channeled from ancient times by transdimensional entities. People don't know this. They don't realize that their entire intel agencies were transplanted from Nazi Germany. 100,000 technicians, scientists, and operatives were transplanted, became the Unitas, or the central, if you want to start, of the OSS, became our CIA and NSA. We are run by a Nazi intel agency, and the 17th Division is run by the father-in-law of Mr. Paul Ryan, the GOP outgoing Speaker of the House, which has lost power, probably mainly partly due because of his behavior. And he's smiling like with his widow's peak, like a little vampire himself. Because this is what he wanted. He was never a friend of Donald Trump and his agenda. He was never wanting to do things for the American people. And he succeeded with his father-in-law, Mr. Boren, doing this stuff, hasn't he?
Yes. And this supposedly is a Republican. Imagine what the Democrats have in store for the president.
I think it doesn't matter. You see, you can go to a menu in a restaurant and say, and the maitre d' comes and says, "What did you have today? Lucifer has a wonderful menu. You can choose from the hot or cold menu, but it's all approved by Lucifer." In other words, it can be left or right. It's all Luciferic, damn it. And people don't get that, do they?
No, they don't, Dr. Deal. And what bothers me, not only does he have to face the Democrats in Congress right now, even before they take officially control of the House, he has to watch his back about every single member and staff in the White House.
The real problem is, if you had us discerning, we would remove them. For example, by vetting. Look at John Lightning Bolt. Look at Nikki Haley. I mean, there's so many people that are deeply embedded, not just in this White House, but the administration. They're lobbying for China or elsewhere. They're stabbing in the back repeatedly, or have alternative viewpoints to his dealing with even China. So they're basically making undercutting deals that he's trying to make to kind of protect intellectual property. For example, look at the Russians. After the Russians have a hard time and we don't talk to them in the G20 meetings, you know what the son of a bitch Putin did? He shipped, I think, 20-some long-range nuclear bombers to Venezuela. I mean, I've been whistleblowing this for now over a year, that the Venezuelans are collaborating with Russia to set up a platform with nuclear submarines tunneling the side of the Orinoco River, and now they're moving openly, and it's right on Drudge, numbers of dozens of bombers to Venezuela that can bomb the hell out of America with no southern warning defense system at all. None. People don't get this, do they?
No, they don't, and... This is a very serious problem. You thought the Cuban Missile Crisis was serious. This is going to be far more serious than that.
It's already more serious right now, so you don't have to wait, do you?
That's right. And unfortunately, the president doesn't have advisors that can comprehend.
Listen, if you and I could talk to him for half an hour, we'd get the man on side. I'll give you a list of what he should do, and I'm going to give you a to-do list for Trump. Number one. You should send your troops with active weapons to clean up the drug cartels in Central and South America and Mexico. Number two, you should build a wall with the Pentagon and the Army Corps engineer. Number three, you should replace Mr. Barr with a guy who's a lot tougher, who's going to start a parallel investigation going after Mr. Comey and Mr. Mueller, who was not only covering up 9/11, but was involved with the Uranium One cover-up, and also with what happened in Benghazi. He's just as guilty as Hillary Clinton not answering her damn phone or responding by sending an air cover to those people who were in grave danger back then. They want to cover up that they were shipping weapons and giving it to the Libyans to cause a local revolution. Then they wanted to ship those weapons over to Syria. And so there was many hours between the first attack and the second one. And Mr. Mueller was fully aware of this, and as a cover-up of not only 9/11 but the Uranium One scheme, because he was the chief counsel involved at the time. So the reason why he's continuing his investigation is he's trying to distract away and prevent them from investigating him and all of his confreres, including Comey and many others like McCabe and many others embedded deep in our government and every administrative department from the FBI, CDC, and the intel agencies. that are all friggin' criminals.
Yeah, but it was Rob Rubenstein, assistant attorney general, who recommended him for that special assignment.
Well, of course.
Yeah, and he was Rosenstein was appointed by Trump because he attended the same college or university as he did. I mean, that was so inane on the part of the president to begin with.
Yeah, but listen. Trump may think he's a good businessman, he's a smart builder, and he's tough and he's everything. He's not a genius. You and me, we are classified super geniuses. We don't know some of it, like the history and geography and so on. We know all of it. And if Trump had our words of wisdom, like King David had Saul, he'd be a lot better off, wouldn't he?
Yes, if he had Samuel.
If he had Samuel, he would be a lot better off. He would have the truth. Would let him set him free from what's going on.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAMA4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I think it's important that people understand what's going on here. Trump basically is floundering right now. And when I see someone that's got this kind of level of stress, I mean, the Russiagate thing isn't going to go away. Even after his written questions on specific things narrowed down by his cohorts in the White House. Remember, his lawyer in the White House, what was his name? He was the mayor of New York back at 9/11.
Mayor Giuliani.
And Giuliani, people should understand, Giuliani knows enough about the scam of 9/11. That 9/11 was an inside job and a demolition of a building complex. The fact is that he's a very clever lawyer. Trump is surrounded by all kinds of globalists and neocons, but he's also got opposition on the other side, and they don't care which way they get the New World Order. They don't care whether it's a Pelosi and Hillary Clinton version or Schumer version or a Trump version. Trump himself is being engineered step by step by step. Even the treaty with Canada and Mexico is Area 3 of the Council on Foreign Relations of 10 kings giving their power to the beast from 1 hour.
Right.
People don't understand this. This situation he has, for example, in Mexico, he's totally screwing it up. You don't put Constantina wire on the border and think it's going to stop people. I'm a trauma doctor. One woman got caught being an idiot and climbed up and got herself Constantina to rip her face off her arm or leg. What he should have done is sent the troops down into Mexico and damn warn the Mexicans and the Central Americans, I want to clear out the cartels and tell the cartels, your days are numbered, buddies, we're telling for you. Don't give warning, just kill them. Kill them on the spot, drop in whatever you have to do, even if you have to give them limited nukes, nuke the buggers to death. And once you do that, it'll be livable in these places. And then whatever money you give to try to support these regimes, tell the regimes, you're not going to allow them to, like in Nicaragua, what they're doing to the citizens there, that have any opinions about anything. They're jailing them, even if they have an alternative opinion to the totalitarian regime in Nicaragua. Or they're letting the damn Russians go into Puente Huerte to put those long-range airports so they can put long-range bombers or even drop in Aeroflot jets with submarines that can carry nukes on them. People don't know that. Their jets are big enough to carry a submarine, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Right. And people don't get this. The Russians are getting ready, step by step by friggin' step, to nuke us from the south. They've already warned us in the spring. the long-range hypersonic cruise missiles are coming in Mach 10 to 12. They put the bombers this week literally up on Drudge. And I've seen supernaturally the fact that they've actually put weaponized nuclear submarines and tunneled into the sidewalls of the Orinoco River. And it's not just the Russians. The Chinese are down there, too, with entire divisions in Venezuela. And in Venezuela, this guy Maduro is more dangerous than Fidel Castro ever was, isn't he?
Yes. And I want to clarify for our listening audience that when you refer to them as bombers, we're really talking about guided missiles with atomic warheads on them. These are extremely lethal weapons.
Right. In other words, they don't just drop over your city. They can drop them hundreds of miles away and they actually cruise right in and hit your cities, right?
Exactly. Now, getting back to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Giuliani.
That's funny.
Former mayor of New York City, who was very instrumental in 9/11, he becomes President Trump's one of his closest confidants and attorneys for legal advice. And as you have pointed out so well, he is basically a globalist, an internationalist, and he's looking out for an entirely different agenda than what Trump is.
Right.
He's just waiting for the right moment to sabotage Trump in any way he possibly can and his administration.
Right.
And who else do we have to rely upon in Washington?
He should carry a knife in his back pocket that says A2 Trump A. What do you think?
Yeah.
Just like the ancient documents about how they killed Caesar, you know? A2 Brute. And he should say, you know, A2 Giuliani.
Now, there's Jay Sekulow, who's been one of his attorneys, but we don't hear too much about him. And we hear a little bit about Jerome Corsi acting as sort of a courier between Trump and Mueller. We don't hear that much. We just hear little bits and pieces. But both of those guys seem to be fairly decent. Years ago, I had Dr. Jerome Corsi as a guest on my program, Sound Off the Jungle Spring. Very intelligent person. I think he received his PhD from Harvard at the age of 21.
Right.
He's written several books. And he's really right.
I think Corsi's done, though, they tried to put the squeeze on him. They tried to actually threaten him. Then, of course, he's lying to the Mueller-gate witch hunt. And Corsi's not buckling, is he?
No.
And he knows that what they're saying is completely scam. In fact, the mistake that Cohen made was trying to buckle for Mueller, whereas Manafort hasn't, and which is why Manafort almost certainly will get a pardon by Trump. Cohen won't, because Cohen turned on him.
Yes. And unfortunately, though, that has hurt Trump to a large extent because of Cohen's weakness.
I don't think it's hurt him. It's the same thing as his ex-girlfriend that he had to buy off because he's trying to go public with things that were going to disturb his previous marriage. I mean, yes, the guy is a reprobate, Trump, and but what president hasn't? If you go back through the list right from John F. Kennedy and how many others like LBJ, these guys were sexual predators, weren't they? Every single damn one of them, pretty well.
I think every single one of them, with possible... I don't know about Ford. He's the only one I don't know that much about.
Some of these guys were low key, so you don't know about Ford. You don't know about Jimmy Carter, which I think was probably stuck to. It was more like a married guy, but Carter did a lot of bad things because he scared him. They brought him into the room, by the way, once he was elected president, and told him all the advisors he's going to appoint, or he and his family are going to die. You know that threat, don't you? Remember that?
Oh yeah.
That's literally the day he got elected in the White House. He's sitting in the Oval Office. They marched in with all the people and said, you're going to appoint X, A, Y, Z, etc. And then, of course, when Ronald Reagan got in there, we had George W. Bush, who was his vice president. To be honest with you, his vice president ran a lot of that first administration. So GW didn't have one term, his second term when he took over after Reagan had two terms. He actually had two terms and a half because he took care of a lot of the things during Reagan. And then he had... the second term when Reagan was shot and he was basically crippled,
Yes.
And also dying of Alzheimer's disease because he ate too many aspartame-laced jelly beans on his desk. Yeah, approved, by the way, by Rumsfeld. We call Rumsfeld disease, which contains diketopiperazine, methyl alcohol, and formaldehyde. What the hell do you expect is going to happen to your brain when you pickle it? Okay? And Ronald Reagan was a guy that had some good intentions, but remember, he still had a place in Bohemian Grove, so he's another guy who has some dark sides to him as well, didn't he, Ronald Reagan?
Yes, and he was also a member of the Club of Rome.
Right. So to be honest with you, everybody tries to praise Reagan because he's gone, but in fact, I have my sources, including Gary Rich Arnold, who shows that Ronald Reagan was another bad guy. He just had a good persona. He was another devil, just no different than Bill Clinton, George Bush Sr., Jr. The only guy that was good is when he had Addison's disease and he turned against the New World Order was JFK, his father, who had actually got a lot of money from illegal alcohol sales during the Prohibition, etc. But he was a good man, John F. Kennedy. That's why they killed him.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Number of minutes is in France. 4 dead and 11 critically hurt in shooting at Strasbourg Christmas market. By the way, Strasbourg was head of the European Parliament between the French-German border. It's right on the border between France and Germany. And the gunman fled being injured in the shootout. So he fled, so they didn't get him. What people have to understand, these things are happening because we're having a revolution in France because of the enviro taxes are happening. The Macron, who is a nationalist, be treated with disrespect. Trump saying that he was against nationalism is akin to Nazism, which is a lie. Being a nationalist doesn't mean you're a Nazi. Nazism is a bizarre pseudo-religious cult of these people that were the Gelb-Thulenschaft Society channeling transdimensional demonic entities to get technology to not only control the people, but mind control. In fact, they were into mind control and even genetic engineering. You know, they transplanted the limbs and the eyes of several hundred thousand people trying to see if they could change their eye color and do a limb and organ transplantation. If they had any of the technology we have now at DARPA, Nazi Germany back a century ago would have totally controlled the world by now. People don't understand this. In the rise of the Fourth Reich that we see with Germany, with Macron, etc., is happening before our eyes. The rise of superstate Europe is happening as this bridge was built across from Crimea to Russia, and the Russians were literally suckered into this thing, capturing these three ships that didn't notify and came near this bridge they could have knocked down. And so now Putin didn't meet with Russia, and a week later he's moving bombers directly into Venezuela. What do we expect?
Yeah, this is a very serious situation, and of course, America's kept in the dark by its so-called intelligence.
Our media and our idiots. For example, I guarantee that neither Tucker Carlson nor Hannity will interview you or me or raise these issues. There's red lines that Michelle Malkin and others on these networks, including Fox, is the best of the lot, would ever let us talk or raise questions or issues, would they?
No, they wouldn't. First of all, they don't have that level of intellect to begin with. All they have is basically a neocon approach, which keeps them on the air.
They have talking points to make sure they don't offend Trump. And Trump, by the way, is being abused right now. Trump is starting to get the idea that he's surrounded by fools. For example, Kelly may be well-intentioned, but if you look at Kelly's background, he's basically a filter. He's not trying to prevent these globalists or other people from destroying Trump. He's just trying to stop it from getting to the news media, anything happening inside the White House. That's it. He's not trying to strike globalists giving Trump bad advice, was he?
No. And he's been there to prevent people like you and I from...
Well, we have a backdoor through Scott Adams at Red State Talk Radio, who's interviewed the entire Trump family. I'm hoping we'll get a backdoor sometime in the next few months to have a direct mano-a-mano, what I call a Samuel Council, talk to Trump where we can actually get in a conference call and talk to the guy. We don't want money. We don't want glory. We don't want credit. We just want Trump to get proper advice because he is screwing things up. The fact that he's not sending troops, like all those troops sent down at very big cost to the border are hundreds of millions of dollars per month, and they don't even have bullets. They're not engaging the criminal element even on the other side of the border. What do they think they're doing, just putting concertina wire and this is going to fix the fence? Are you crazy? What's wrong with them?
You know, I can't really answer such stupidity.
I can tell you exactly what he should do, and he's not doing it. If he listened to you or me, he would actually do things that would actually be less costly, too. For example, the Army Corps engineer could build a lot less than $20 billion. And the way you get it to Mexico to pay, and Central America to pay, is you set it up as part of the tariff arrangement so that they pay a portion of the cost of transferring goods that they manufacture in their country to America. They'll pay the wall down. So we may put a proxy amount of money up front in order to get it built, but you don't need it. You need three things. You need a wall, you need cybernetic technology, and you need more people on the ground to actually do it. And you don't necessarily need a lot more courts, because this should be, I call, de-court or de-legalize the situation of citizenship. Having to have a court and a judge and everything to do all this is so convoluted that I think they have 750,000 people waiting in this court line. It's ridiculous. The lawyers run this damn country, and this is what's happening, whether it's the state medical boards or citizenship and so on. It should be a process that's streamlined, quick, and if you're proved to not be a criminal, you should be able to either be in a Bracero work program here where you're not working to be a citizen, but you need a tracker anklet so you don't get off the ranch and then go work for drug cartels or sell people or bodies. Okay? This is easy to do if you just employ the technology, right? Easy.
Yes.
This is not difficult. This does not require rocket science. We're the geniuses. We lay out the plan. We tell him exactly what Trump needs to do. If he does it, he'll not only win the 2020 election, he'll make America secure and safe. He'll take out the damn Russians and say, listen, take out your damn bombers out of Venezuela and your plan to put long-range missiles in Punta Huerta, Nicaragua, and smarten up, and we're going to take all your banknotes for you and all your oligarchs in Russia, and we're going to squeeze your account so bad you won't even be able to buy a loaf of bread or borscht. How's that?
Well, that's what I would like to see done. Now, Trump right now, in meeting with Schumer and Pelosi, is hoping to get their cooperation, which he will not get to.
Well, I think it's just window dressing. I think that what he needs to do is, after he has this insulting meeting with Nancy Pelosi, who insulted his manhood. You don't go into a meeting and insult somebody's manhood because they don't agree with you. That's ridiculous.
No, you express mutual respect, whether you like the person or not.
I'd be honest with you, the difference is $300 million. What Mark Trump wanted was $1.6 billion. They won't give more a cent more than $1.3 billion. It's like, are you kidding me? You're willing to shut the government down for $300 million? You've got to be kidding. I mean, that's pickup change for one of the departments in the government. Are they crazy? And not only that, it shouldn't be done by just an open contract. It should be the Army Corps of Engineers contracts to these individual contractors. And you don't need to. You can appropriate up to 25% of the Pentagon budget for the military to do this, and it's actually a national security issue, so you don't need Congress to go ahead and do it, do you?
That's true. And unfortunately, he doesn't have access to your advice on this matter.
Yeah, but maybe if the knucklehead's listening, now, honestly, this is Mr. Trump. You might think you know everything, and you're real smart, and you're older than me. You don't have my wisdom and knowledge. You need to listen up. I want you to be the greatest president in history. You've got a good heart. You're a good guy. You're a white hat, Royal Arch, Scottish Rite Mason like your dad. You want to make America great again. If you want to, you better damn well listen to our advice, or you're going to screw up, and your own health is going to pay for it, too. Soon, man, you're going to have a catastrophic health issue with all the freaking stress these buggers are doing. If I had another, I put a different Attorney General than Bill Barr. I'd start parallel investigations of Hillary Clinton and Podesta and all these other monsters. I'd start clearing all the ranks in the Congress and elsewhere and going after them legally so you could actually take sitting Congress people and senators and legally attack them and remove them from office. I would then go through all the administration, every department, including the CIA and NSA, etc., and I'd start clearing out these guys legally, removing them from positions of power. I mean, why are we letting them stay there? This is ridiculous. And you don't want to get in committees of this and committee of that. You can find tons of reasons to take these guys out, can't you? And he doesn't need to have approval. He can, as Barack Obama says, he can have a pen and a phone. Listen, with your phone, your pen, and your ability to be hypomanic and sleep 4 hours a night, you could easily start taking these son of a bitches out of power. And they shouldn't put up with him. Once he has his meeting with Nancy Pelosi and Schumer, as far as I'm concerned, it's over. No need for any future meetings. They have shown intentions. They're not going to cooperate on any bipartisan thing like the donut for drug plans or immigration law or the DACA kids or anything. They don't want to make Trump get credit for anything. It's ridiculous.
No, they want to destroy him, even if it's going to destroy our nation, which they have that agenda.
Well, they want America to be Area 3 on a World Trade Zone system. They don't want it to be a superpower controlling the world system as a Judeo-Christian republic where our rights don't come from a government or a sovereign, but come from the Creator God himself. And so they're driving us into the ground, and they'd like us to have economic chaos. In fact, this is what I heard interesting, a comment by one of the top experts on Fox. He said, the Democrats and the communists, like Occasional Cortex, that's their new name, by the way, would rather that everybody earn $20,000 in America rather than the poor earn $50,000 and there's some few rich people in the real middle class. That's how bad it is. They'd rather the poor make less, and all of us are getting in, I call it, expanded gruel class. That's what they want. You get your bowl of gruel and your government handouts, and that's it.
Most of you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
And welcome back. I have a contact through Scott Adams. We're going to work in the next month or so, especially as we launch a new network. There's still a possibility, by the way, you can do a show on your own. All you need is a little app. I know you have a home computer. That's all you need, a microphone, an app, and everything else I pay for. Because you have some great wisdom. Now, we do great shows, and we'll continue doing those every third hour on Tuesdays. What people need to understand is synergism of wisdom is the only thing that's going to save Trump's presidency in our nation. And it's going to save us because we're servants and sons of the Most High God. We serve God first, not our nation, America. And America is going to get saved only because God saves us through the wisdom of people like us that tell our leaders what they need to do in order to save the nation from evil, which Trump, both the left and the right, are deeply embroiled into, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And Dr. Deagle, I just pray that there's enough of your listeners also praying that somehow you and I will be able to...
Oh, I know we will break through in 2019. I know the next few months we're going to get a chance to talk to El Trumpo. And whether we fly there and get to visit him directly in the White House, we need to have a conversation with the man on a regular basis. Because he's being screwed over by his own advisors like Mr. Kelly. At the very least, he's a Kelly filter. I'm sure that he wasn't letting your letters get through to Donald Trump, even though you're benign. if you knew your history and actually did a check on you, an intel investigation, you'd say, hey, look, this was the original whistleblower that allowed JFK to know about the Cuban Missile Crisis. He should show enough respect academically and as an American patriot that you did things to save this country from a large chunk of our population dying in a nuclear war, which could well have happened if you didn't whistleblow.
It was so likely to happen, Dr. Deagle. In all probability, if I had not taken the initiative, there would no longer be a United States.
It would be a shadow of what it was. It would be a shadow of America.
Right.
And the fact is, it would probably be under either Soviet or international control. The fact is, that's what the globalists want to do. They want to see America die because of an EMP weapon attacking us, so the weapon of indignation, the economic collapse, the environmental collapse, whatever. They want. That's why you're seeing the fires in paradise. We had, Deborah Tavares on yesterday with retired firefighters and EMTs. We found lots of forensic evidence that there were drones in the air that were so many they would stop helicopters dropping fire retardant. We know that these smart meter grid systems actually created the fires. They didn't remove the duffs of the chaparral. We see signs of weather modification technology, including satellite advanced systems, more advanced than HARP. People need to understand what's going on. It's a crime of the most vile proportions, and because it's so bizarre and so extreme, they don't want to believe whistleblowers like us. They think we're nuts. We're not nuts. We're not. When we tell you about Donald Trump is screwing up, even when he makes treaties with U.S. and Canada and Mexico, there's a dark side to these treaties he made with USMC, not just with intellectual property, but with dumping genetically modified food and other toxic material into these countries and forcing them to take our products that are actually not good for your health, right? Just like recycling water, where Trump authorizes water recycling from places where they're fracking, frack water and water from, say, places where there's hydrogen sulfide because they're using water that they're recycling from, say, deep wells that are actually, creating steam up in Northern California from some of these largest geothermal sites. And these idiots don't realize these geothermal sites trigger off major earthquakes, don't they?
Yes. And as you just touched upon a moment ago, these satellites are able to emit laser beams, which have started some of the fires in California.
Sure, and not only that, they set up scalar waves. They create what's called a torsion field that can actually pull weather systems in like a pinwheel and actually form and move storm systems or disperse them anywhere in the country. So the fact that we're suffering from superstorms striking the United States, either Trump is ignorant or he's collaborating with them, one or the other. He's either ignorant or collaborating, and I believe the man is ignorant. He doesn't know all the technology and the fact that it's a need-to-know basis for everything from U.S. Space Command to other things, so he announces we're going to start a space force. 24 years ago, I had a full clearance by the Director of Space Command that we control every cubic centimeter of space between here and Mars. I know about the International Space Fleet list that this McKinnon kid from Scotland hacked into our naval computers, got the list 20 years ago, and they tried to extradite him from Scotland for the last 20 years. Kid with Asperger's, autism, but he was smart. And the fact is, they don't want the public to know all the crap that's going on and the trillions of dollars that's spent on weird projects that are not even under the oversight of the President, Congress, or Senate. They don't want people to know this, do they?
No.
Area 51, mind control, all kinds of other crap is going on, including with big industry like Google. Google's right now doing hearings in Congress. And this idiot doesn't want to have a straight answer. Are they tracking you to a meter? Sure they are. They want to know where your carcass is to a cubic meter. So, as they say, the mark of the beast could be made much easier by just making a mandatory Velcro law. Your cell phone has to be attached to a body part by Velcro or you're in violation of a federal statute. That's how bad it is. People say, no, Dr. Deagle, it's not. Well, guess what? You're full of it. It's not true. What I say is true.
Right. And just like the chemtrails, it's hard to believe that the Trump administration has not been able to take any action on...
Well, those are the lower-level ones for seeding clouds for rain. The real big ones are torsion fields where they put nanoparticle thorium, strontium, barium, and aluminum to turn the upper atmosphere into a plasma because you need a plasma to create torsion fields that let you control weather systems at 70,000 to 80,000 feet.
Right.
So what you see at the lower altitude are just chemtrails. What's really bad is with higher altitudes you can't see unless you have infrared cameras. You can actually see the torsion field and the distortion of the infrared light coming in from space, even especially in sundown. You can see the torsion field of these weather systems being modified from space with an infrared camera. Did you know that?
Yep.
You can see it.
Yes. Well, these torsion fields are actually creating this artificial albedo, which reflects the insulation or solar radiation so that it doesn't reach the ground or even the Earth's atmosphere.
Well, that's why there's a new area of zone of the Earth responding by what's called a zone 4, where the Earth is trying to create a radiation protection zone from incoming radiation from cosmic rays, X-rays, and so on from interstellar space. And people don't realize the zone 4 radiation is the Earth trying to protect itself because the magnetosphere of the Earth is dropping because the poles are about to reverse. Oxygen concentration is dropping worldwide, so its sea level has dropped from 21 to 19%. And the globalists keep on saying lies like global cooling when they're in the middle of a moderate cooling period right now. It's freaking ridiculous.
Yes. And keep in mind that California has more or less been the official or unofficial experimental state. And California is one of the very few states that has a carbon tax on its transportation fuel.
Yeah, that's why you go to Arizona and the fuel is half the cost of it. Just across the state line in Arizona, we were visiting our son on his birthday on October 22nd. Fuel's half as much.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
So you pay a lot less for your regular gas or diesel. Now, we've been seeing these riots over in France, especially in Paris, and we are more or less given the impression by the news media that these are a bunch of lunatics. And you have to keep in mind that in every large demonstration, there's always the possibility
of
provocateurs.
Most of them are starving citizens that their businesses and their ability to feed themselves is being taken away. The middle class is being crushed.
Right. And Macron has placed a 17-cent tax per gallon on regular gasoline and also an increase of 30 cents per gallon on diesel. And this hurts the poor people of surrounding Paris in the small towns.
It takes their baguettes out of their mouth. How's that? It takes they make it from ducks. They make the pate. It takes the food out of their mouth. It takes the fuel, so they can't even get to work out of their car and their truck.
Right.
people don't realize what's going on now is a induced, you know, climatic collapse of the economy. The carbon tax basically says there's too many humans, too many carbon units generating carbon dioxide, so let's get rid of them. And this is the first step in a transnational global carbon tax to embolden the United Nations to reduce the human population. People say, oh no, you're making that up. Read the World Watch Institute. Read the documents coming out of the meeting in 2016 with the Pope, 72 world leaders, and Barack Obama. And they all agreed to this foolishness.
Yes. And
Trump doesn't at the G20 last week. Out of 19 nations that agreed to it, Trump was the only one who didn't agree to this crap.
He's the only hero amongst the lot.
So if we don't rescue Trump and help the man survive geopolitically and physically from the disaster coming, America is doomed. And if the world order can take out the most powerful nation in history, America, the daughter of Zion and also the daughter of Babylon, the world itself is doomed, and only the intervention of the Creator God can save the remnant of mankind from annihilation, from physical death and spiritual death, the separation of their soul from the Eternal One forever. That's how bad it is, people. That's how bad it is. Take it seriously. You're not going to hear this in other radio shows or other podcasts. You'll only hear it here on the Nutra Medical Report with Dr. Bill. I am coming as a healer for body, soul, mind, and nation with my experts like, as I say, Co-Samuel advisors, John W. Spring and others.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. and listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.